Lots of celebrations to mark the anniversary this Friday have been cancelled because of the pandemic. That's not stopping folks, though, from trying to arrange all sorts of things. Here in Longwithen, they're managing to get round all of this by turning the difficulties into an opportunity to help the NHS. Emma Newman from the village came up with the idea. Good morning, Emma. How are you all? How are you coping?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're fine here. Thanks. Getting on with it all. Now, what was originally planned? What were you going to do in the village then to mark Friday?
So we started planning at the beginning of the year. We were going to have a big celebration at our local pub, The Plough, and we were going to have a fun run to start things off. We had a swing band organised, vintage tea room. We were going to have a big sing-song around the piano, give song sheets out for people to join in, and obviously do all the sort of national things like the Toast to the Heroes of World War II and so on.
What a shame you can't do all of that. So what are you doing instead to help the NHS?
Well, yeah, as you said, we've decided to use it as an opportunity, and it started off as a sort of fairly low-key affair where we thought maybe some people could bake cakes and we could collect them and take them to local NHS teams, and it's grown into quite a big initiative. So we started off talking to people that worked in the NHS to find out how we could help. And as I'm sure, you know, lots of people know, their faces are sore, their lips are sore under the masks that they're wearing, their hands are sore with all the hand washing. Many of them are choosing to shower as soon as they finish their shift, either on the ward or back home, and they're having to wash their uniforms every day. But a lot of them are also home alone. You know, families have had to go and self-isolate to protect their families. And a lot of the nurses, particularly at Abington Hospital, some of the nurses there have been working in sort of quite unfamiliar environments. They're usually health visitors or in other roles, and they've been redeployed to the wards at Abington Hospital to help. So the sort of things that they were saying they needed were things like hand cream and lip balm, shower gel, razors, face wipes, laundry tablets, tea, coffee, all those kind of things. And really just a good boost, actually, to keep them going through this crisis. So we're going to be putting together 300 care packs this weekend and delivering them out to a couple of teams, which I can tell you about next week.
This is brilliant. This is such an obvious idea. A lot of people have been feeding NHS workers, but the hand creams especially is a great idea. And who are you hoping to support through this? Is it all the local hospitals and medical centres or what?
We're going to be focusing on three key targets. So we're going to be taking 100 care packs to Abingdon Hospital, to their three wards there. We're also going to be supporting the patient transport service. Now, these are the guys that they're based at South Central Ambulance Service, which is the largest centre in Oxfordshire. And they're the guys that take patients to and from hospital, not necessarily all COVID positive, but a lot of their patients are recovering from COVID-19, and they're taking them back home. And we're also supporting the Oxford Health Charity, who are a big charity providing care boxes to the larger university hospitals, but also a lot of the community teams, so people like district nurses, mental health practitioners, you know, those kind of community teams that are always at the forefront of people's minds when they're donating at the moment.
Amazing. Good luck, Emma. Thank you very much. Good luck with it all. Good luck with everything that you're doing. And stay in touch and stay safe, of course.
Can I just give people our website so they can see how they can get involved?
Yes, please do.
Longwithenham.com, and people can come to the Village Hall on Sunday, the 10th of May, with donations between 10 and 2. And there are also lots of other ways that they can donate online if they go to longwithenham.com. And for more information, contact local NHS heroes at gmail.com.
Brilliant. I should have asked you to do that, and I'm grateful that you reminded me. Thank you so much. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you very much.
All the best
to
everyone.
Bye bye.